273 people were pardoned or had their sentences commuted yesterday by President Obama. One of them was Chelsea Manning, as we heard earlier. Another was Oscar Lopez Rivera. And news that his sentence was commuted sent people out into the streets to celebrate in Puerto Rico. Oscar Lopez Rivera was a member of a Puerto Rican nationalist group that carried out bombings and other crimes in the 1970s and 80s, all in an effort to gain independence for Puerto Rico. He was sentenced to 55 years in prison for his role. He served 35 of those years. Now that President Obama has commuted his sentence, he's due for release in May. One of those celebrating the news is Oscar Lopez Rivera's brother. I asked Jose Lopez to describe the moment when he heard the news.
Everybody broke out in jubilation. We were all ecstatic. It was an amazing moment of this historical, incredible news.
Right. Well, he has served 35 years already. Where is your brother in prison physically, and have you spoken with him yet?
I have not spoken to him. He's at Terre Haute, Indiana, which is the Federal Correctional Institute. I spoke to him last Sunday, and with my brother, it's very difficult to talk about anything that has to do with him. He's always trying to find out the latest on the family, the latest what's happening in Puerto Rico. My brother is an incredibly unselfish human being who has learned to live with an incredible sense of inner peace. So it's very difficult to even talk to him about the future plans that he has.
He is 74, and his lawyer says he wants to live in Puerto Rico, and people there really want him to come home. What do you think his release will mean to people in Puerto Rico?
Let me tell you, Oscar's release was a moment of jubilation. In Puerto Rico, there's an incredible excitement. And in Puerto Rico, Oscar's cause has united the entire Puerto Rican nation. In Puerto Rico, we are extremely divided politically in terms of the political status of the island. Yet, Oscar's cause brought everyone together. And I also think President Obama made really an incredibly brave decision. By releasing Oscar, he is beginning a process of reconciliation with the Puerto Rican people. The U.S. has controlled Puerto Rico since 1898. And this message of President Obama to the Puerto Rican people is a message that we need to enter into a serious process of resolving the colonial quagmire, which is Puerto Rico. So I believe this is an incredible moment.
As far as the bombing that your brother was tied to, he was not convicted of any direct role in it, but a conspiracy. And some still hold him responsible because of his ties to the ultra-nationalist group that carried it out. Do you think Oscar, though, will reach out in some way or have anything to say to the families of the victims?
Oscar has already sent messages that he obviously feels horrible, that he, in the name of the Puerto Rican people as a whole, obviously, we feel that sense of loss. However, let me make it very, very clear. Oscar was never, ever tied to any of the bombings, and particularly to the bombing of Francis Tavern, which is what I think you're referencing, the attack of Francis Tavern in 1975.
Right.
Oscar had nothing to do with that. And even more importantly, if the U.S. government, the FBI, had an inkling of evidence to tie my brother to the bombings of Francis Tavern, he would have been given the death sentence. So I don't know where there's information that links my brother in any way, shape, or form to any of those incidences.
Oscar has served and survived 35 years in prison. Does he still have hope?
Of course he does. My brother was placed in solitary confinement without any human contact for 12 and a half years. And he told me the prison administration wanted to impose loneliness on me. I had to learn to live with solitude. And it began to dawn on me that my brother had learned to transform solitude into a human action, something that we seek in order to understand the world about us. And it's a lesson that I've learned from my brother on how to find inner peace in spite of all the adversities that one faces, like he was under for 12 and a half years.
Jose Lopez teaches Latin American and Latino studies at the University of Illinois. He's been telling us about his brother, Puerto Rican nationalist Oscar Lopez Rivera, whose sentence has been commuted by President Obama. Jose Lopez, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.